Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Anybody have Nicole Kidman's number? Maybe my people can contact her people. Oh, wait a minute, I'm married. Oh, well. Hey, welcome to... Stop it! Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So, a full disclosure, I'm trying to do all sorts of different things to class up the show. I try to use French words whenever possible, or just any type of topic that will elevate the show from where it normally is to something better. And when I got this message from Mary Lou Jones, who is our news anchor, one of our news anchors here at these great radio stations, the Ohio Midland News Group, and she said, hey, you need to get in touch with this Susanna Jackson because this is a very big deal thing, an Italian opera benefit concert on October 4, 7:30 p.m. at the Sycamore Center, and it's to raise funds for Homeward Bound of Steubenville. And this Susanna Jackson's got a sister who's this great opera singer and all that. You got to get her on. Plus, Dimitri, it'll class up your show, Italian opera. Now, full disclosure, the only thing I know about opera is that Bugs Bunny cartoon. And that blind guy who sings, who's actually quite good. But other than that, that's... Oh, and the big guy. The biggest of the three tenors. I don't know much about opera. Fortunately, my guest does. Her name is Susanna Jackson, and she is our very special guest. Susanna, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
Doing great, Dimitri. Thanks so much for having me on.
Great. So tell me a little bit about your sister and why our listeners should care about this soprano, Shelly Jackson.
Yeah, my sister's really cool. She's my oldest sister, so she's the oldest of eight kids. And ever since she was 11, she's wanted to be an opera singer. And by golly, she's done it. She's pushed really hard and made a career out of it. We have Italian heritage through my mom. And so she moved to Italy, learned the language, went through the process, and now she's an Italian citizen. She's actually a Roman. She's lived in Rome for the past couple years. She sings opera primarily in Europe. So we rarely get to see her sing in the U.S. She sung in the Santa Fe Opera a couple years ago, but she's mostly in Europe. So she's the real deal. She's a professional opera singer, and she is really excited about the nonprofit I've started, and she's really good. So she's flying from Rome tomorrow, actually. She's coming into town Thursday and singing some beautiful Italian pieces for us Saturday night. And my friend is going to be accompanying her, and it's going to be really beautiful. You might want to bring tissues.
All right. I know nothing about opera. I know that must shock you. But I always thought that female opera singers were very big boned, where Shelly Jackson looks that she's not big boned, if you know what I mean. Is she any good?
She's amazing. I think the bones you want to think about, Dimitri, are actually the facial bones.
Oh,
maybe that's where all the resonance happens, in the cheekbones. And by gosh, she is amazing. You can actually listen to her on her website, Shelly Jackson Soprano. And she has a lot of YouTube recordings and pictures from operas she's been in. And it's pretty funny, actually, when you look through her website, you learn, like I did, that opera these days is not all about, you know, looking like you're from Mozart's time. Some
right.
people dress up like they're from the 1920s, and they have these crazy set designs. Some of them feel very modern, even though most of the music is pretty old. She's the real deal. She's really good. Listen to her on her website, and then you'll want to definitely come listen to her sing on Saturday.
All right, now, when Shelly was a child, did you two grow up in the Steubenville area?
No, my dad was in the Marine Corps, and so we moved around a bit. We lived in California and England, but most of the time we lived in Northern Virginia.
Oh, okay. Well, I always get those two confused. Northern Virginia, Steubenville,
basically the same.
Well, pretty much, yeah. I'm geometrically challenged. All right, so when Shelly was younger, Was she the type of girl who would show off by hitting notes and shattering wine glasses? Did she do that at home for fun?
Not for fun, no. But my grandpa would sing a lot. He was actually in a barbershop quartet, and so he kind of got her singing. And then I think she saved her singing for the performances that she was in high school. And the plays that she was in. But yeah, she didn't. I'm not sure she's ever shattered a wine glass. I might ask her to try and do it while she's here.
Yes, oh, that would be great. Right there at the benefit concert, Saturday evening, October 4th, 7:30. That would be awesome. That would be great. Now, how are the acoustics at this Sycamore Center? And tell me a little bit about this this couple that runs this place.
Yeah, so Bobby John Bauman and his wife, Pamela, bought the Sycamore Center. It's an old church. It has beautiful stained glass windows, and the interior architecture is really stunning. I just love finding places like this in Steubenville, where the outside of Steubenville isn't always super beautiful. We have some impressive buildings, but the inside of the Sycamore is really a pleasure to attend performances in as you're looking around at the architecture during the show. So the acoustics are really wonderful. My sister is used to singing in very large halls, so I can guarantee that she will not be utilizing a microphone so that everyone can leave with their hearing intact.
Right.
So there should not be any trouble hearing her. But yeah, the Baumans bought the Sycamore Center. They use it for after-school programs for kids. I think they're really trying to help out some of the at-risk youth and the kids who don't have a great home life.
Yeah.
They offer a lot of free classes, and then on the side, I think it's on the side, they have people come in and perform. Some really world-class performers have been at the Sycamore Center. Really impressive performances that they line up there. So I'm so happy to. This is my first time having anything at the Sycamore Center, and I'm very excited.
All right. Now, Shelley, if she hits certain notes, will she be shattering the stained glass there? I'm not joking, by the way. I'm actually not joking.
You know, that stained glass has been there for probably 100 or more years, so I think it has what it takes, but I guess we won't know until after the event.
One more reason to go buy tickets for this thing. This is great. How do people buy tickets? How do they flood the whole pews or whatever they have their chairs to fill up the place for this Italian opera with this big deal, Shelley Jackson? How do they do this?
Yeah, so the main way to get tickets is to go on our Eventbrite page. So there's not a lot of opera in Steubenville. I know that's a bit shocking. So if you just Google Steubenville Opera Event, I've even found the Eventbrite page that way. But you can get on Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, and it's called an Italian opera concert.
Benefit concert. And Italian opera benefit concert, according to the flyer, yeah. Yeah.
That's right. And you'll see a picture of my sister in an opera, and then we have an amazing local pianist who's actually from just outside of Steubenville. She grew up here. She got a master's degree in piano performance at Catholic University of America, and she was one of the first friends I made in Steubenville. Her name is Sadie Hoyt, and she is amazing. Same deal. You can go on her website, watch YouTube videos of her playing impressive pieces. So she will be performing alongside my sister. So if you see two pictures, one of a pianist, one of an opera singer, you've landed on the right page. There's some information about the event, and then there's all sorts of different types of tickets. So we're having an event afterwards at Scafidi's.
Scafidi's, they're advertisers. Hold on, I think they're advertisers. Scafidi's! Yes, Scafidi's! God, I hope they're advertisers. Anyway, that sounds like a lot of fun, and that's great Italian food there at Scafidi's, right?
Absolutely. That's why we picked it. We're going to have a Prosecco and charcuterie reception where you can meet Sadie, you can meet my sister.
I have no idea what you just said. What is it? What are you having now?
It's a reception after the show. So
No, the food. The food.
Food. Yeah, I think it'll be finger food because we're serving Prosecco.
What's that?
You can't have champagne.
What's that?
Well, it's like Italian champagne, basically.
Oh, okay. I had no idea what you were talking about. I actually had no idea.
Ah, yes.
All right.
Yeah, I was originally thinking champagne, and then I thought, hold on a second, this is an Italian-themed evening.
Right.
So it's sparkling wine, but it's Italian sparkling wine.
Well, that's all you need. The Italians know opera. The Italians know wine. The Italians don't know how to drive. But still, both these women, by the way, are darn cute. I've got to say, both Shelley and Sadie. Again, I'm a guy. This is just how I think. I know nothing about pianists. I know nothing about opera, but I know hot babes and I see them and they both look great. So this is Saturday evening, Italian opera benefit concert, Sycamore Center, and that's in Steubenville on North 4th Street. Price of the tickets is roughly what, Susanna?
$25. There's a processing fee, but you can get around that if you want. You can pay at the door if we still have tickets. You can mail us a check. But
that's
it's
all?
A small processing fee.
That's all? Just $25?
Yeah, if you want to go, I can't remember how much it is, but it's a little extra if you want to go to the Scafidi's reception afterwards. There's sponsorships available, student tickets, family max of $95. You can bring all your kids, but please don't let them interrupt the performance.
Right. Or else you have to smack them down. That is great. You sound like a great sister. You really do. Everything that Mary Lou Jones said about you is true and then some. I can see why she thinks the world of you and this event. Tell me about Homeward Bound of Steubenville.
Yeah, absolutely. So Homeward Bound is a nonprofit that I started in January this year to provide transitional housing to homeless people. So I'm a physician assistant at the hospital at Trinity West, and I've cared for homeless patients, and sometimes they just have nowhere to go, and it's my job to discharge them, and that's really gut-wrenching. So I started this nonprofit. We're actually under contract to buy a house, and transitional housing is a 2 to 3 year period where we house people, get them connected with the resources they need to hopefully get them into permanent housing. So we're buying a house. We're getting volunteers together, and we're hoping to just work with people, do all of the things that they need to get into housing and to stay off the street. So this concert, my sister is performing pro bono. Sadie Hoy is performing pro bono. So almost every single penny of every dollar spent will go towards this nonprofit.
That's Italian for free, right? I think. I don't
That's
know. What
right.
the hell? What the hell do I know? In any event, what else about Homeward Bound of Steubenville? Do you need a lot of my listeners will go, okay, what can we do to help? We can contribute money, okay. Do you need volunteers like to build or put up drywall or wiring or any kind of volunteer stuff like that?
Absolutely. So what we have actually a whole range of volunteers that we need, from giving people rides to primary care appointments, to having them over for Thanksgiving dinner or their birthday, to helping us renovate this house. We have some trees around the house that will need to come down once we've signed the contract. So people can go to our website, www.hisandhomewardbisandboundsteubenville.org, and they can submit an interest form. Just basically shoot us an email, and we'll take it from there. We have a volunteer interest form. There are a lot of ways to get involved. This is really a community-led project. So we're trying to avoid government funding and really have the local people care for our own homeless.
That sounds great. We're almost out of time. I don't know what I don't know. Is there anything else I should have asked you, Susanna?
Not that I can think of. 7:30 p.m. this Saturday, Sycamore Center, downtown. Get your events on your tickets on Eventbrite. Italian Opera Benefit Concert, and I really hope to see you guys there.
Oh, that would be great. And if people want more information about Homeward Bound of Steubenville, what do they do again?
Well, they can email contact at H as in Homeward, B as in Bound, Steubenville.org, contact at HBSteubenville.org, or you can submit an email to us through our website, www.HBSteubenville.org. We'd love to hear from you. Just reach out, and we can find a way to help you help the homeless.
And are you also on Facebook?
Absolutely, yep. So the key to finding us on Facebook is put in Homeward Bound Steubenville. So there's a movie from the 90s called Homeward Bound. There are a lot of dog shelters called Homeward Bound. You got to type in Homeward Bound of Steubenville, and you will definitely find us.
Well, you are you're a great sister. You're a great friend. I mean, obviously you care deeply about this, and I think that is a wonderful thing. You got a great heart. That's what I was trying to say. It is Homeward Bound of Steubenville. Help them out. The big concert Saturday evening, Italian Opera, a benefit concert, October 4th, 7:30 p.m., Sycamore Center on 4th Street in Steubenville. It's, you're going to hear some really great classy stuff. And it's this soprano, this Shelley Jackson, sister of Susanna Jackson, and pianist Sadie Hoyt. Sounds like a winner all the way around. I think the tickets are too low. The price, $25, is like nothing. But it's a good start. Susanna, you've been a great advocate, a great spokesperson for this, and also a very good sport. Thank you so very much. Keep up the great work. It sounds like an absolute winner. I wish you nothing but the very best. You take care, okay?
Me too. Thank you so much for having me on. I hope to see you there.